Let's go back on record at 12:20, and bring us to make director's comments, Mr. Leonard.
Quickly, Chair, since I've lost all my directors, we have our standard reports in the packet. If you have any questions, I can get them answered for you. A couple very quick positive notes. We've closed out on the Mustang Road, and that project is now past the development side and will be a production side. The jackup rig has moved to the Cosmopolitan place. They are putting pipe down, getting ready to drill, which I believe in the report I said around May 1st, so that's moving forward. On our armory addition, we are in construction mode again out on the base. So pretty much all our projects are moving forward on a as planned, and now that we have the sets regulations done, we do have three or four projects that people have been discussing with us that we can move forward on that, and I'm available to take any questions that the board may have.
Thank you. Any questions from the board?
A Buccaneer report? Anything just... What's happening?
Can't discuss the litigation. I can give you a...
As far as the mechanics.
The mechanics. Again, they've moved out of Homer. Uh-huh. They are on site. They have gotten the permits that they need. They are... The pipe that they needed to put down allows them now to put the blowout preventer on top of it. Now, Alaska
have they,
Oil...
Have they punctured the earth?
No, they're...
When are they going to...
May 1st is... So the next step is they have to get these pipes down, the blowout preventer on. Alaska Oil and Gas will come out one last time to verify that they put the blowout preventer on correctly, and then they'll start going whatever counterclockwise commissioner is it to start getting credits and drilling.
March of last year, we approved the Ketchikan Shipyard sale to Bigger, and mm-hmm. we asked for an employment report for jobs gained, jobs lost.
And we have gotten that, and I will send that report out.
And maybe that should be a, if we could, an issue on the next agenda.
We're speaking to board member Arthur, and he was indicating that... having one of our next board meetings in Ketchikan would be a good route. Since we've now gone north, if we go south, it would give the board the ability to look at the new ship hall that was designed, where they're at, and moving forward. That would be a good spot for the board that we could look at having a meeting down there in Ketchikan.
Thinking the May meeting or June meeting? Or
I was thinking June meeting. Give Sherry some time. Or is that not work for
July? But then we'll throw some dates up.
Okay, we can throw some dates up. Yes.
So just a comment. Soon I just drove the highway and we had Prince George Smithers and then up to Cassiar. I was struck by three things. The number of mining trucks hauling lime to the States, big bulkers, every 15 minutes, big tandem trucks. It just said to me, Canada's not worried about developing their resources. There was a tremendous amount of these trucks. I'll say the hundreds. And then when we were coming up to Cassiar, there were different tandem trucks with different bellies, but they were molybdenum out of some mine up there. So that's it. They're developing their resources. And then in Smithers, a little town of 5,000, we couldn't get a hotel room because Enbridge is building an oil pipeline to take the oil out of the tar sands. If we can't do it in America, they're going to do it in Canada. And so you couldn't get a hotel room because of geologists and surveyors and geotechnical people. So, I mean, it was just a really, for a guy that kind of likes that kind of stuff, it was really encouraging to see all the development that's going on in Canada and the jobs and the progress that they're making just by simply responsibly developing the resources, and I just wanted to share that with the board.
And that will tie into us again. on Skagway.
Yes.
UConn.
I'll think about that.
On developing that terminal to be a port for moving that minerals that are coming out of the UConn.
Well, and what's the name? To tell us, Quaz one, but what's the other one? The one that's closer to development, Robert? Coming down the Klondike Highway.
You know, there's actually 24 mid to large size projects in BC that are coming through the process to become active. So,
but the one we just talked about in our last meeting?
Oh,
Minto Chieftain.
Are you talking about Minto Chieftain?
Chieftain.
Yeah.
Is that the Tepkelswa?
Yeah, I believe
that's right.
But then there was another one, wasn't there? There's
Minto too, but that's further up in.
And then,
the 80 trucks a day.
That was the T.
And Selwyn has sold out to the Chinese. Selwyn's one of the ones that was looking at our port, and they have sold out to their Chinese partner to continue with the development of that major project.
And lastly, thanks again for you and your team's hard work in Juneau. Great job. A lot of heartburn, but you were successful. And I, for one, appreciate your work. Thank you.
You say great bumper stickers. Any other board comments?
Other than good job, and it is much better being here at 12:30 in the afternoon instead of 4:30 in the morning on the phone call. I'm very pleased with that. Great. Now,
Commissioner?
No.
Great. Motion to adjourn to be known.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Close the side, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.